Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast. You're about to hear a kingdom living message from Reverend Kofi Asa of Dominion Embassy, a ministry committed to unveiling our Lord Jesus Christ and his kingdom system. Reverend Kofi Asa is also a pastor at the Prevailing Word Chapel. Please sit back and enjoy this anointed and insightful message.
So our subject is prayer in the kingdom system. And last two weeks, we looked at the fact that prayer in a kingdom system, or what we call kingdom prayer, is fellowshipping with the person of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So you need to make a personal contact with the person of God in prayer. When you do that, the train of Jesus will fill his temple, which is your life. Your whole life will be filled with the glories of Jesus. Now, we want to today look at some characteristics of kingdom prayers. Or how prayer in the kingdom system looks like. Because the fall of man has disposed us to pray religious prayers. So let us look at some characteristics. The first thing I want to talk to you about today is kingdom prayer is praying the way Jesus did. Ladies and gentlemen, before our dearest Jesus came on earth, there was the art of prayer. So why did he teach us to pray? It is because what we were doing as humans was not kingdom praying, but religious praying. So the Bible says that the apostles observed the prayer life of Jesus. These apostles were strict Jews. They saw that the way Jesus prayed was different from the way that they prayed. So they asked Jesus to teach them to pray. So our Lord Jesus taught his apostles to pray kingdom prayers. But what I want us to understand now about the prayer life of Jesus is that Jesus prayed for generations yet unborn. That is the way Jesus prayed. So you have to examine your prayer life and see whether you are praying the way Jesus Christ did. Jesus prayed for generations ahead of him. Jesus prayed for people yet unborn. And he did that without physically seeing his prayers being answered. Isaiah 53 verse 11 says that he shall see the travail of his soul and shall be satisfied. In other words, Jesus Christ bought into the mind of God for humanity. He bought into God's mind for the church, for the family and for life. He bought into God's mind for his society and societies of men. And he prayed those things into being. That is the way Jesus prayed. In the book of John chapter 17, the Bible says that he prayed for people who were going to believe in him in future. Ladies and gentlemen, such as kingdom prayer. Kingdom prayer is buying into God's mind for your family. Buying into God's mind for black people everywhere. Buying into God's mind for societies. Buying into God's mind for other people. Buying into God's mind for his church. And going down on your knees and praying that those things become a physical reality. You may not be alive to see those things happening. But those things will happen. That is the way Jesus prayed. Jesus didn't pray the way some of us we pray. Lord, give me this. Lord, give me that. Do you ever think Jesus prayed like that? There is no record in the Bible that Jesus prayed that, Lord, put food on my table, or Lord, give me a wife, or God, what else? Give me buildings. Jesus didn't pray like that. Pastor, are you trying to say that we shouldn't pray for certain things? Yes and no. I'll explain it as we go along. Because these things are not supposed to be the focus of our prayers. Rather, when we seek first the kingdom of God, that God's rule comes in your family, that God's rule comes in your society, that God's rule come among the nations of men, then all these things, they shall be added unto you. No wonder when Jesus travailed, he didn't see those things physically. But God added all these things to Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
When he said that, ask of me and I will give you the nations for your inheritance. Actually, Jesus Christ received everything on this earth. This earth belongs to him. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Wow. That is how God wants us to pray. Such as prayer in a kingdom system. When you pray the way Jesus Christ did. Number two. Kingdom prayer is praying in the way that our Lord Jesus does for us now at the right hand side of the Father. There is a way Jesus is praying for us right now. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The Bible says in 1 John chapter 4 verse 17 that as he is, so are we in this world. So ask yourself, what is Jesus now? There is only one thing you can say about the Lord Jesus. He is an intercessor. And the Bible says that as he is right now, so are we on this earth. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That is how come our life must be full of prayer. That is how come every little time I get in my life, I pray. I am always praying in my heart. And I am praying on my lips. I regard that prayer is really the ministry that we have in Jesus now. If the people of God are going to understand this, very little preaching that we do are going to have tremendous results. But there is a lot of preaching that we do, and very little praying like Jesus. And so we preach every day, yet people do not get really born again the way they must be born again. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But we have to learn to pray in the kingdom system. And this is how Jesus prays for us. In the heavenly kingdom, our dearest Jesus does not pray as if we are defeated, as if we are sick, as if we are sinful, cursed, confused, bound. No, he doesn't pray like that. He knows what he has done. So when he is praying, he doesn't tell God, God, look at these people. They are so weak people. He doesn't tell God, the Lord, in fact, if you don't intervene, it will be defeat all throughout. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Jesus, rather, he prays for us because he sees us as victorious.
Hallelujah.
He sees you as healthy. He sees you as righteous. He sees you as blessed. He sees you as delivered. Ladies and gentlemen, if you should hear audibly Jesus pray for you, you wonder whether he is talking about you. But he is talking about you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So, the way Jesus is praying right now in the heavenly kingdom is the way that we must pray in the earthly kingdom. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So on earth, ladies and gentlemen, in kingdom praying, you don't pray for victory. You don't pray for health. You don't pray for righteousness. You don't pray for prosperity. You pray from victory. You pray from health. You pray from prosperity. You pray from righteousness. Hallelujah. Wow. Some of you have to adjust your prayers. Because we pray like unbelievers who do not know the kingdom of God. Eraze, 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 Bibeyo, Asuzinia, Eraze, Eraze, Chewutumai, 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 Abba! You think that is how Jesus is praying? Jesus is praying that, Lord, how victorious they are. Thank you for the victory they have. Oh, hallelujah. Somebody says, the pastor, you see, you don't know what you are talking about. When I am praying like that and I am crying even. Then there is the Holy Spirit. I feel, in fact, in all my, I feel moved by the Holy Spirit. Eh? You see, my whole face is full of tears, and the prayer, I'm shaking and I am crying, and you know, some of you believe that when it happens to you emotionally like that, you are anointed. You see, especially when it's making you shout aloud, you know, you feel that it's the anointing. Listen carefully to me. The Holy Ghost who anoints us does not contradict Jesus. He came to glorify Jesus. When Jesus is praying from victory, the Holy Spirit cannot lead you and anoint you to pray for victory, because that contradicts Jesus. The Bible says that he came to testify of him. He came to promote him. So the Holy Spirit is very careful to listen and look at what Jesus is doing and turn back and repeat the same thing to you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So if you are truly led and you are anointed to pray, you will not say anything that Jesus Christ does not say. You will say it the way that he does it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We'll be back briefly to continue with the word. Dominion Embassy is a non-denominational teaching ministry, and our mission is to enable people to rule in life through acknowledging the treasure of the Lord in them. Our purpose is to teach about the treasure of the Lord, namely Jesus and his kingdom system. Our vision is to fully acknowledge the person, principles and performance of Jesus for mankind to teach the kingdom system of God. And our strategy is to bring the kingdom message and ways of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to practical living, teaching and preaching, literature, seminar and audio visuals, all in the subliminal style of Jesus Christ. Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast.
Because Jesus has already conquered for us.
Hallelujah.
That is why the Bible says in 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 3 to 4 that we are blessed already. We are blessed already with all spiritual blessings, or with everything that pertains unto life and godliness. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We have already the things that pertains to life and godliness. In other words, for your physical life, for your spiritual life, you already have what?
Hallelujah.
All that you can ever have. The Bible says, through the knowledge of him. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That is why I'm teaching you to know how Jesus does it, so that you will be a partaker of the heavenly calling, considering Jesus as a high priest who is interceding and praying for you. He says, consider how he does it. Consider it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So God wants us to be partakers of Jesus' heavenly calling. Therefore, pray kingdom recognizing prayers for the kingdom of God to be activated to answer. When he does it for you, you obtain it the kingdom way. It will endure into the kingdom future. No devil can attack that answer to the prayer. In fact, he cannot steal it. When the judgment of God comes, in fact, your fruit in prayer shall remain into the kingdom future. It will become a kingdom monument. It will become a memorial before the Lord, because you obtained it in the kingdom way, the way Jesus Christ did. And the armies of the kingdom always defend that answer, because you got it the kingdom way, and their eyes are on that answer, never to be lost. Let's move on.
That was
number three. Kingdom prayer is praying from the position of authority at the right hand side of God. Is praying from a position of authority at the right hand side of God, and not as if on earth. When you want to pray in the kingdom system, ladies and gentlemen, you have to change gears. Let us read Ephesians 2:6. This one is break for scriptures. Or I should say break for scripture reading. Ephesians 2:6. What does the Bible say there? That he has raised us up together. That is, you and Jesus, you were raised together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. So although you are sitting right now and you are hearing this word, when we want to pray in the kingdom system, you must be minded of the fact that you are sitting with Jesus in heaven, not on earth. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are seated with our dearest Jesus now, not tomorrow, not when he comes again, but right now. That is the position from which you should pray. So you pray from the position of heaven. It's not like earth to heaven. In kingdom praying, it is heaven to heaven. There are no obstacles. Do you understand? Unlike Daniel, there are no principalities who are trying to block your prayer. Do you understand that that thing happened before Jesus died on the cross? And that those people, Daniel was not raised up and sitting together with Jesus in heavenly places. But now, because of the performance of Jesus, when he died and he was being raised, the Bible says that it's not a mistake. God didn't mistakenly raise you. He raised you deliberately together with Jesus and seated you there in the heavenly places, close to God. In fact, the Bible says, in Christ. Ladies and gentlemen, you have to get this position of heaven. That is number one. And then you have to get this posture of sitting, number two. Because you can take it that you are in heaven and then you can be standing in heaven throwing your legs. No, that's not how to pray. That's how Jesus prays. He is sitting down.
Hey, now come on.
Sit down. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Do you know what that is talking to you about? Rest in Jesus. You are sitting together in Christ Jesus. Be seated. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Not talking about physically sitting down on a chair. Let me show you something. If you think that you are on earth, you will pray religious prayers of panic and anxiety. Because you see all the displays and manifestations of demons that excite certain people. It shouldn't excite us. Jesus said, don't rejoice that demons are manifesting themselves. What is this? Manifestations of demons, not manifestations of the Holy Spirit. Ladies and gentlemen, if you take it that you are on this earth, the devil is the god of this world, it's a system in the earth. You pray prayers of anxiety, prayers of panic. But if you lift yourself, you are in the heavenly places. You are sitting in Jesus and you are praying. Do you know what is going to happen? Your prayers, if we listen to your prayer, it will be full of glorifying Jesus, glorifying Jesus, glorifying Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
This thing is very important. This posture of kingdom praying is very important. Because some people think that their faith is galvanized if they hear about the bad things going on this day. That, hey, wildfires in California, hey, some 7 people died in Accra or something. I mean, I heard about that thing. I mean, you hear about all the troubles all around, and then you feel your mind, hey, Razi, Chidobum, you sing that song. When I walk, what was I say? Do you know what is happening to you? No, listen. Do you know what is happening to you? What is happening to you is that you are mindful of the problems, the works of the devil. Faith doesn't come by knowing the works of the devil, knowing the full scale of corruption in Ghana. Faith does not come, ladies and gentlemen, by listening to the news and observing progress and getting prior topics from the news. No! Pastor, are you saying that that song, Jesus Obama, is a bad song? No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm using it in a context of panicking. You understand that? Ladies and gentlemen, faith, it comes by the word of Christ. situation that you want to pray about, ask yourself, what is the word of Christ about this? In other words, Jesus, he has died on the cross, he has taken care of all these things. If he should speak about that situation, what will be the word of Christ? I didn't say the word of God.
Yes.
I said the word of Christ. Because God came in the flesh and he dealt with the fleshly issues that you and I will have to deal with. Jesus was manifested. He was the word of God in the flesh. Listen to him. I know that it is very inspiring to pray panic prayers, you know, full of anxiety, and the prayers cannot even stop. And you are praying, 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 and you are praying. I know it's very inspiring, it's very comforting. When you get up, you see that your body shakes. You say, yes, the Spirit has come. I mean, you have really prayed because your voice and your tongues changed.
I hope you've been blessed by the word. In case you've not accepted Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, kindly say this after me. Dear God, I repent towards you and sin. Come into my heart. I make you Jesus my Lord and Savior. Thank you for forgiving all my sins already, saving me from hell and accepting me into your kingdom as your royal child. In Jesus' name, amen. For this and other kingdom messages and books from Dominion Embassy, call 020-8078-535. Visit our website at www.dominionembassygh.org or our offices at No. 1 Karat Avenue, Eric Warden Street, near Zoom Lion offices, off Queen of Peace Academy, West Anaji Estate, Takoradi, Ghana. God richly bless you. Lord, I lift your name.